Right or wrong, Cardi B says some women have the wrong mentality when it comes to relationships and money because of social media. Says bills should be split 50-50. Let's pay attention.
I got a message for y'all from Cardi.
All right, so this is what I believe in, right?
Like,
if you're going to be the type of bitch that, like, a nigga, you want a nigga to take care of you and everything, but it's like, all right, you have to, like, pick a balance. Like, it's like, you cannot just be a bitch that's like, oh, my man take care of me. He does the bills. But it's like, what do you do? What are you contributing? Like, it's like, all right, like, you can't be complaining, like, oh, I cook, I clean every day. It's like, okay, but you don't work. You don't contribute to the house. So I just feel like it's like, and, like, sometimes people be like, oh.
Wait a minute.
So this is, like, really controversial, right?
Wait a minute. Before she gets into the controversy, I know that the way that she's speaking, about 30% of my audience don't know what the hell she did that she's saying. Essentially, she's putting in the question, this what do you bring to the table concept. She said that there has to be balance within it. How do you expect a man to take care of you if you don't contribute any goddamn thing? Behind that, implicitly, she's saying besides your box, which is so interesting because she's also rode the feminism wave. So she sold women a fake sale of goods. It has pushed her into the limelight. And then you're seeing the entertainer in conflict, the entertainer Cardi B in conflict with the human being Cardi B. But let's just keep going because you said that this is controversial.
Yeah. I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right?
Okay.
But only your man is the one that paying all the bills. How y'all ever gonna save up to, like, buy a house or buy a business? Because he's never going to be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people.
Wow.
Like the internet really be having people fucked up from like real reality type shit.
Yeah.
So
of course.
It's like.
But you're
right,
a part of that.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and, well, buy purses and your dad just paid the bills. That's not how it works. Isn't it your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day? Your dad was working or they was both working to pay both the bills? Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no more. Like, come
Cardi, why don't you know why that women now think this? You a main contributor of the bullshit. I don't cook, I don't clean. That was you, but now you're challenging this degree of balance? Your creativity within music, or rather your ghostwriter's creativity within music, has never substantiated any of the things that you're saying right now. In fact, it's been the exact opposite. Yo, find me the lyric of Cardi ever saying anything to women to contribute them to being A, either accountable, or B, feminine, submissive, agreeable, or anything in between. It's never existed.
Come on.
And your mom money was your dad money, and your dad money was your mom money.
Like, it was like that.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I'm not a feminist anymore because it's like sometimes it's like,
oh, wow.
Y'all bitches don't be living in the real world.
Right.
Y'all not living there.
Y'all be talking about my money is my money and his money is my money. Shit.
I mean, my money is my money, his money is my money. But like, my money is my money. Like, my money is my money and his money is his money. But it's like. But, you know, like, it's like we both spent money on each other and everything. And it's like, if we want to go and everything, it's like, all right, like, if we're going to buy a house, like, let's go half and half. And it's like, if we're going to buy.
It's not a one-way street.
It's not a one-way street. Like, it's like, if we're going to buy, like, crazy expensive furniture, it's like, all right, you buy the couch and I buy the dining room set. Like, it's a both thing. Like,
right.
It's a both thing. Because then when you leave, like, bitch, you really leave with nothing because you was like, hey, he has to pay all the bills. Well, now you're divorced and you don't got no house, no nothing. You don't got shit. You don't even got a couch, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even got a couch. That's my thought. I'm really old school. I'm old school.
I'm old school too.
She sold y'all the feminist Kool-Aid, and now that she's raising a child, she now understands the bullshit and what she used to rap about. Candace Owens has officially won the battle between herself and Cardi, but not before. Women like Cardi have created a culture of selfish. But what she's saying in this video is correct. For average-ish earners and maybe a little bit above. If you're living in a medium to high cost of living city, if you both are making money, then there should be a contribution on both sides of the coin, especially now in this era of equality. Now, whether it's 50-50 or 60-40 or 70-30, I don't know. You figure it out for yourself. But I often find it is the most broke women that are much more attracted to material that require this sort of investment from average-ish earning men. Even if the man is a good man, she's unwilling to accept him as a potential suitor in lieu of the lifestyle that she wants, irrespective of her being an average-looking woman that doesn't even know how to treat a guy well. They live in this delusion that they are the table simply for existing.
Here are some things I expect a man to pay for while I'm dating him or we're in a relationship. All dates. Like, sir, you're courting me, you're dating me, like, you should be paying for the date. I don't pay for dates, so what are we doing here? Why would you ask me on a date if you're not gonna pay for it? That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I know you don't want to look at my crusty nails, and my nails are never crusty because I'm a model, so I have to get my nails done for shoots, and like, I usually upkeep my nails once every 2 weeks, so you gotta be able to afford my nails to be done once every 2 weeks. You just have to date me. Honestly, when it comes to hair, I have like that wash and go hair, but still, products are expensive. Like my conditioners, my leave-ins, my detanglers, my co-washes, like hair is expensive. So I'm gonna need you to front the bill on that. You know, like you need to help me out. Now, if you guys don't already know, Ubers are a given, a must. Like I do not pay for my transportation to these dates. You must get my Uber. That is just the standard. I don't like looking like a bush monkey, so waxing is a given. I feel like nobody wants to see that. So, yeah. You got my wax, right? You got my wax. Now, further down the line, I'm not talking about the first few dates, but eventually, you're gonna have to pay my rent. Like, girls got bills to pay, and I am too feminine to, like, pay for myself. So, I mean, I do that now, but, like, if I'm with you, why would I pay for my own bills? Ugh.
I look at content like this, and all I think about is the mental illness that has created this type of mindset. Content like this is just so damn ridiculous, but thinking back to the point of Cardi B, a woman that wants you to pay for all of these short-term things makes it that much more difficult to invest in long-term things to build a life together with. But see, that's not generally how these women think. They just think very short-term oriented. What can you do for me to make me feel like a queen? Meanwhile, you were doing all of these things before I even met you. So why can't you continue to do that?
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
Again, I'm with you.
You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel bitch that's going to date you when you have no money. If she doesn't have that expectation, and I'm going to tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying?
Let me cut. No, I'm you talk about saying. Me.
You know, I think the real enemy here is lifestyle content. You guys eat up lifestyle content so much, like you're literally obsessed to the point that it detaches you guys from reality. Think about it, guys. If you're constantly watching videos of girls saying, oh, I don't want a broke man, like if he loves me, he's gonna buy me Chanel. Do you not think that it would automatically make you value money less because you think that it falls from trees? Because the way that they're saying it, it's like it's so easy to get a Chanel bag. That's why you come to reality and you demand Chanel bags from men. And what these girls like to do is that they like to defend themselves and say, oh no, I have my own money, like I work hard for my money. But if you think about it, people that actually work hard for their money would never just unprovoked say a person that can't afford a Louis Vuitton is broke. When you actually work for your money, you're able to sympathize with the next person and be like, yo, this person can afford a car. I know what it takes to get a car. There's credit, there's banks, there's interest, there's insurance. The fact that you have a car says a lot about how you're doing well in life. Also, what this lifestyle content does is that it distorts the definition of love and what love is in a relationship. Love is a doing word, it's an action. It's not a price tag of whether you bought a Louis Vuitton bag or a Mr. Price bag. Guys, do you understand how nice it is to know that a man earns 2,000 rand? He has to pay for a car, his apartment, send money home, groceries, and then at the end of the day, still buy you a bag from Legit because you asked for it. That willingness to buy you something that you asked for, regardless of his responsibilities, is what real love is. And that willingness, guys, is something that money will never buy, and you can never put a price tag on it. When your man is taking you out on a date, it's not that there's money laying around and he has nothing to do with it. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, and that's what you guys don't understand. That willingness to adjust things and to make little sacrifices just so that you can be happy is where the real love is, not whether the restaurant is Starbucks or McDonald's. If you really understood the value of money and how life actually works, you wouldn't make it your personality online to demand things from men. Every day it's, I want a man that's gonna buy me this and do this for me. Are you not tired? You will never see girls that understand what it is to work for your money do that. Because they know that, hey, those things that you're demanding, they are not easy. Instead, what they do is they appreciate the men in their lives and what they do for them. No matter if it's little or it's big, but you appreciate it because you understand. Also, these girls are very smart. They know that they can never get commitment and love from these men. They can only just get money. So what they do is they pervert the idea of love so that you can think that they're being loved and you can want what they have. Mm-hmm. What's really tied for you guys is sense of reality and common sense. That's it.
So you have the entertainers that are creating the content slowly begin to come out and let you know that what they were saying was bullshit. And then the small pockets of women that understand the bullshit and speaking out against all of these delusional ass hoes. Now, the thing in this situation is that she said ran, which means that she's in South Africa. And their culture and their expectations of men is not as spoiled as what it is where I'm from. But women like this get called pick-me's and disrespected because they can give a perspective of what the man actually is dealing with. And although she's not the most beautiful woman, her mindset alone makes her a 10 in my book. Questions, comments, concerns. Y'all already know what to do. Mia, go to turlsandreviews@gmail.com. Guys, let me know in the comment box down below what it is that you think. Do you think that the war against this culture of ignorant is beginning to switch and turn the tide? What I've noticed is that I've seen a lot more videos show up on my timeline recently of women speaking out against the archetype of the modern day woman today. Or do you think that it's remained the same even with all of this content in the space? Or do you think that it's gotten worse? I want to see you guys' comments down below. All right? Until next time, YouTube. Peace!